Hey, my name's Steven and I work here at Awesome Inc. And we've been getting a ton of questions from people about our coding bootcamp and just whether or not it might be the right path for them. So I put together a list of our top questions that people ask about coding bootcamps. I'm gonna answer them for you today. So let's get into it. This is a great question and probably the one we get number one out of all. Is a coding bootcamp worth it? It really depends on what you're looking for. If you want something that's fast and immersive, then it's probably a good path for you because coding bootcamps really focus on getting you in, getting you out, and getting you a job and offer probably a better return on your investment than a four-year degree. It's not going to be as in-depth as a four-year degree, but you are going to get a lot of great information. And if your goal is getting that first tech job, then I'd say a coding bootcamp is probably worth it. Coding bootcamps probably will be pretty tough. I can speak about ours and say that it's really intense and it's really fast paced, but that's designed so that you can get in and get out as quickly as possible. Ours is full time, and we tell people that it's probably gonna be all you're thinking about for the time that you're in that bootcamp. So most bootcamps are hard, but that's a good thing. Usually hard things are worth it. Yeah, that's a great one. A lot of people think that math is absolutely all you need to be good at coding, and it's important for some pieces of it, and there are specific coding languages where it's more important and some where it's less, but you don't need to be great at math to be good at coding. So I've seen in our bootcamp that there are a lot of people who are more creative or artistic, musical, all kinds of different people who are still really good at coding without having a good foundation in math. Our instructor of the bootcamp actually came from an arts background himself. So if that tells you anything, it's not something that you absolutely need. The short answer is yes, it's definitely possible to get a job right out of your bootcamp. Sometimes we have people who have gotten a job even before they finish with the bootcamp. The primary goal of any program that you do should be to prepare you with skills that can get you a job quickly. So in most programs, you're gonna build up a portfolio of work. That's gonna help you to be able to show an employer, hey, I know how to do this. In the same way that if you were gonna hire a carpenter, you'd probably wanna see a table that they'd built before you hired them to build one for yourself. That's what employers are looking for, to make sure that you have those skills. And a bootcamp should prepare you with those practical skills to be able to get that job. And then they should be helping you to get the job afterwards. Most bootcamps are gonna have a full-time person working just to get you a job, just to help you connect, network, worked on your resume, things like that. Some of the jobs that people get right out of a coding bootcamp might look like junior web developer, where you're working on the front end and back end of a website, implementing designs, writing code, things like that. You could also be a quality assurance where you're checking out code for people. You're looking at the code that somebody else on your team has written and you're making sure that there's no bugs or anything like that. There are a lot of different titles like web developer, software engineer, full stack developer, mobile app developer, UX UI developer. All of these things kind of work within the same realm, but have a few different day-to-day tasks. But any of those roles are ones that you could end up in after bootcamp. This is a great question and definitely something you should be considering when you're looking at a career switch. How much am I gonna make when I get this job? The average salary across the United States, and this is US News' information, is $120,000 a year for a developer. That can range quite a bit. That's the average, but starting out as a junior developer, you might make anywhere from 50 to 60. And it also matters a ton where you're located. On the coast, you're gonna be making more. Where we're located in Kentucky, you probably will start out about 55K as a junior. After you grow a little bit and get some more experience, you can definitely expect in a few years to see that rise up into the six figures. And depending on how big the company you're working at is, that could really rise even higher up into those six-figure numbers. So the range is pretty wide, but on average, about 100 to 120K. There are so many different resources, so many places to learn and types of coding languages that you can start with. So it really depends on what your goals are and what type of applications or websites or things that you want to build. So I'm going to look at this list over here and kind of run down some of the options that you've got and talk about some of my favorites that you could probably start with. Number one, JavaScript. JavaScript is a really robust language. It's used primarily for web development designing kind of the front end of what a website looks like. When you click that button on a page that pops up a like, that was used with JavaScript. Another really important one is Python. You're gonna hear about Python a ton because it's used all over the place. It's simple, it's readable, and it's really good for beginners. There's a lot of different things you can do with Python. Aside from that, we've got HTML and CSS. These aren't really programming languages per se. They're more markup languages used for the foundations of a website. So the reason that it looks the way it looks and it's formatted how it is because of HTML and CSS. You're definitely gonna wanna learn these quickly. Also, we've got Java. Not JavaScript, just Java. And it's very widely used, it's versatile, it's a great one to start with. It's a little bit lower on the list. I would use some of those others first, but definitely want to explore Java as you go. And then C#. It's a really powerful language. You can use it for all kinds of data things. And you might have heard of the framework .NET. That is part of C#. And so if you've heard of jobs that are hiring in those type of languages, I would shoot for those. This one depends a lot on what type of industry you're in, what type of role, how advanced you are. You know, if you're a senior developer, you're probably gonna spend a lot of your days in meetings and troubleshooting for people. If you're a junior developer, you're probably gonna be writing a lot more code and working with a team. So some of the daily tasks of a developer could be you're writing lines of code, you're designing projects, you're crafting the digital wonders of the internet. You also are going to have to do a lot of problem solving because the code you write is not going to be perfect the first time. So you're going to be looking through it for bugs and things like that. So you need to be okay with reading. You're also going to collaborate with team members. A lot of the things that people think about when they think of coding jobs might look like sitting alone in a basement typing by yourself with your hood up. That is really not what it looks like at all. You're working with teams. You're a part of a group working on a specific project together. Yeah, another that you might do is researching and learning, because coding is a really dynamic field. And so as you continue to grow in your career, you're going to need to keep learning more languages, more pieces of new technology that come out. One of the last ones that's really important, and sometimes people forget it, documentation. As you're writing code, you want to be able to put in some notes about what that code is supposed to do and why you wrote it that way, so that when you come back to it in a few months, you can still look at it and remember, what is this supposed to do? Or if somebody else is looking at your code, they're going to be able to see exactly what you're trying to do with that code so that they can update it or adjust it in any way they need to. So those are the top questions that people have asked us about coding bootcamps and learning to code. If you have more questions yourself, feel free to reach out to us at learn@awesomeinc.org, or you can comment right below in the comment section here. Also, we've helped a lot of people learn to code. We're about 150 adults and thousands of kids that we've worked with over the years. So if you need help on your coding journey, feel free to reach out to us. Check out our program guide at awesomeinc.org/bootcamp to get more info. See you next time.